This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3755 for Friday, the 23rd of December, 2022. Today's show is entitled Synergy over SSH. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 25 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, control your other PC securely using Synergy over SSH.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. In today's show, we're going to talk about installing Synergy so that you can control the keyboard and mouse of another computer securely over SSH. Now, this makes sense when you have keyboards next to each other so that you can at least see the screen on the remote computer. So, to install Synergy on both computers, you need to do so as root. Depending on your package manager, it might be dnf space install space synergy, or on Debian based systems, apt space install space synergy, and I'll leave it up to you to figure out how to install that on the other platforms. It also works on Windows and OS X. So my setup, the main PC is going to be called PC underscore middle, and this is the one with the keyboard and mouse that we intend to use to control all the other computers. So in my setup, I only have one other PC, but you can have PCs on the right, left, above, below, in this virtual grid. So in my case, I've got one computer here and one computer there. So the only other PC for me is the one on the right, and I'm going to call that imaginatively PC underscore right. And during these instructions, I will be clearly specifying which computer I'm doing what action on. So you kind of need to keep that in mind. Apologies for the verbose descriptions. So on the PC underscore middle, I'm creating a configuration file, and I put that into my home directory, and I call a subdirectory called /synergy-work.conf that just happens to be the configuration file I use. You can use whatever you like. And there's a sort of INI type configuration file that you need to follow. First thing you need to do is have a section colon space screens, and then underneath that you need to specify the names of the computers that you're going to be controlling. So I have PC underscore middle colon, and underneath that PC underscore right colon, and underneath that I have an end to end that section. And then the next section I have is section colon space links, and underneath that I have PC underscore middle colon, and underneath that I have right equals PC underscore right, and then from PC right's point of view, in the next line, PC underscore right colon left equals PC underscore middle, and I close that end section. And what that links section does, it tells you from the point of view of this PC middle, on my right is the PC whose name is PC right, and then from the computer called PC right, on its left is the computer called PC middle. And you can see how you could build this to be top, bottom, left, right, and a whole matrix. So still on the PC middle, I save that file, and I'm going to add an entry to my SSH config file in my home directory, in my .ssh config file. If you don't have one, you can create one. And the entry is going to do two things. One, it's going to specify what the IP address is of the other computer, and then it's going to do a remote forward. So I can create a virtual connection between the two computers. So the three lines that you need to enter into your .ssh/config file are host space PC right, then new line hostname space and the IP address 192.168.0.150 is my example. And then underneath that, remote forward space 127.0.0.1:24800 space 127.0.0.1:24800. And still on the PC underscore middle, we're going to run Synergy server, but we're going to do it in the foreground with debug enabled. So the command is Synergy S, all one word, space --debug, space, and that's in lowercase, and then in uppercase, debug, Then everything else is in lowercase, space dash dash no dash daemon, space dash dash server, space dash dash address, space 127.0.0.1, and dash dash config space tilde /etc/synergy-work.conf, which is the link to my config file, and then dash dash name space pc underscore middle, and then dash dash log space /temp/synergywork.conf.log. And what that command does is Synergy server calls the server, the debug sets the amount of information that you are going to display, in this case a lot because it's debug information. We're going to go no daemon, which means it's going to continue running in the foreground and not disappear into the background. We're going to start it as a server, so not a client. And the address that the server is going to be listening on is 127.0.0.1. So it's sitting there waiting, listening on that on the local host. And the configuration file it's going to use is the one that we've just edited, the one that says the PC in the middle is on the is to the right of the other PC right. And then PC right sees the PC middle on its left. And then when we run that, we'll see stuff like opening configuration, configuration read successfully, X open display, blah, 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 starting server, VenQ is ready, and then screen PC middle shape changed. And then it stops because at that point, it's now waiting for a connection to come in. So we can double check that it's running on that PC middle computer by typing netstat space dash ANP, and we pipe that to grep 24800, and if you run that as a normal user, you'll get an error message which you can ignore, but you'll see that it's listening on 127.0.0.1. So 127.0.0.1 and port number 24800, and it's accepting. It's going to reply back to wherever 0.0.0, which means in this term, I'm going to reply back to wherever it comes from. So on the PC in the middle, we're going to connect to the PC on the right. And we're going to do that. And we'll type SSH space PC underscore right. And that will tell the SSH command to connect to that machine. Now, it doesn't know about that, so it'll go and look in its configuration file, which we've changed earlier. It knows the host IP address, so it'll connect to that. And then it'll do the special thing that it will listen on the far side for commands and pipe them back through the pipe. We'll talk more about that later. So on the PC on the right, so we can either do this via the SSH connection that we opened, or better yet, by going over and typing on its keyboard. So if it's a laptop, you're typing on the laptop keyboard of the second one, the one that's on the right. You type synergy C, which is the command for to start the client. We're going to go space dash dash debug space uppercase info and space dash dash no dash daemon space dash dash name space PC underscore right space 127.0.0.1. Now what that's happening here is you're starting Synergy in the client mode. We're going to enable some debugging, and in this case we're just going to try and show info level debugging information, because there's an awful lot if you put on full debugging. Again, we're going to run it as a no daemon, so it's running in the foreground, and we now need to tell it, okay, in this whole setup, what name am I? And we've already configured it as PC on the right. And we tell it to send its commands over to 127.0.0.1, which is listening on the SSH tunnel. And then you'll see debug information like connecting to 127.0.0.1. And if all goes well, you see something like connected to server. And then if you go back to PC middle, you should see the log that is connected, opening new socket for blah, accepted client connection, received client PC write, and the shape is this, and the client PC write has connected. So perfect. So just want to make a little note. If you tried to run the client Synergy C over the SSH connection. So you're on your middle computer and you've connected to the other computer in order to start the tunnel up over SSH, you might try running the commands there. If you do that, you'll see the connection correctly. But when you move your mouse on from one screen with the hope that it'll jump to the other one, it won't do that. It'll come back into the center. And the reason for that is to do with X permissions. So that command, we need to run the command to start the Synergy client. It has to be on the keyboard of the session that you're on. So if you want to control a particular session, you need to run the command from that session. Now, there's a way to get around that, but I found the easiest thing is you just go up in the morning, you log into that other computer, you start the client, and then you go back to your main computer, and for the rest of the day, you don't have to touch that other computer. So where are we? We now have it so that when on the middle PC, when you move the keyboard, when you move the mouse over to the other side, it will highlight programs on the other side, just as if you're using them. You can use the menu to start a notepad application, for example, Kate, if you're running KDE or some other mousepad or whatever. And you can start typing on your middle keyboard and everything that you type will appear on the other one. So that is basically what we want to do. And if you look at the logs on the PC middle, as you're doing that, you'll see all sorts of stuff like switching from PC middle to PC right, leaving the screen, moving over the clipboard, updating the screen to this, that, and the next thing, and sending X screensaver commands, etc. So we now know it works because you're on the on your PC middle and you can control PC right. So we can go over to the PC right on that keyboard. We can hold down Control and press C, which is the generic cancel in Unix world. You'll often see it written as CTRL plus C, and what that means is you hold down the Control key, keeping it all held, you press the C. It doesn't matter if it's uppercase or lowercase. And that will terminate the command. Now back, that will terminate the client. And then back on the middle PC, which is still running the server, you'll see a debug information, client PC write has disconnected, closing socket that they had opened earlier. And we're now basically finished with that as well. So you can hold on the PC middle, you can hold down your Control and C to terminate the server as well. So now that everything is working correctly, we can make it easier to start. And just as a by-the-by note here, there is a way within Synergy to set up TLS or crypt that your traffic is encrypted. I'm not doing that here because it's running over SSH. There's already an encryption there. So if you want to do that, the command that you'll need to enable is --enable --crypto. And it is quite complicated to do, due to the fact that the people who developed it went closed open core blah 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 on us. So this is a reason to do SSH connections, and the SSH tunneling is actually nicer because if you're on different networks, even you can still connect to the other computer using SSH via maybe a Bastion host or something, and in that case you connect remotely to another computer and then you port forward via that then to your client. So if both computers can't talk to each other, what you do is you have the middle PC connect to a central server via SSH, and then you have the other PC on the right connect to that remote server, the same remote server, and then you can forward your packets through that. But that's outside of the scope of this exercise. So, as we saw before, the client needs to be run on the same physical X session that you need on the second computer. So what we want to do now is make things a little bit easier by making a bash script, two bash scripts actually, one to run the client and one to run the server. So we'll start on the PC on the right. You can create a bin directory if you don't have it in your home directory and make your bin. And then you can edit the file using nano or something, nano space tilde forward slash bin forward slash start dash synergy client dot bash. And then in that command, in that empty file, you type octothorpe, which is the hash symbol or the pound symbol if you're in US, tic-tac-toe, you know, the two lines, vertical, two lines, horizontal. Okay, you type hash, exclamation mark, /bin/bash, new line, kill all space, synergy, C, new line, sleep space 2, new line, synergy, C space -- name space PC write space 127.0.0.1, enter, exit 0. So what that does, the first line tells us it's a bash file, the second line checks to see if there are other versions of Synergy client running and kills them all. It then waits for 2 seconds to give the system a chance to settle down. Then it starts another Synergy client with the name of PC write and 127.0.0.1, and then it goes into the, that will go into the background, and then it exits with a 0, which is correct. So still on that computer, on the PC write, we allow the file to be executable by typing chmod, chmod, sorry, space plus x space tilde bin start dash synergy dash client dot bash, which is the name of the file that we used earlier. If you use something different, that's entirely up to you. So while we're over there, we can basically run the file start dash synergy dash client dot bash, and it'll run. I have encrypted hard disk, so first thing in the morning I need to type in a password anyway. So I turn on both computers, type my password on PC_write, and then when the session comes up, I run that command, and then I basically leave that alone for the rest of the day. But if you want to do an automatically start thing, there's a link in the show notes, learn.adafruit.com/synergy-on-raspberry-pi/setup-synergy-client-autostart. Easy for me to say. And that'll tell you how to do it on Raspberry Pi. But your system may be different, so you're going to need to figure out how to do it on your own system. And again, if you're logging in anyway, having to type your password, well then, you should, you know, it's as easy just to type it. Now we're back to the middle PC again, and we're going to create a new file. Nano space tilde /bin/bash, start dash synergy dash server dot bash. And in there, we're going to paste the following stuff. Hash exclamation mark /bin/bash, new line, server name equals synergy s. Now, the reason I'm doing that is because synergy server can be different, but let's forget about that. So again, I do a kill all synergy s for the server name, and then I run synergy s space -- server space -- address space 127.0.0.1 space -- config space /etc/ synergy dash work dot config space -- name space /temp/synergy-work.conf.log. And I do some stuff to set the control keys and to turn off the caps locks. And as the last thing, I have SSH PC_write. So again, I can do chmod on that file. And then once I log in, first I log in on PC on the right, and then I log in on PC on the middle, and I run that command, start synergy server.bash, and it opens a shell to the PC on the right, which is fine because sometimes I need to do SSH stuff over there and it's easier locally. But from there on, I can also move my mouse over to the right and it'll control that keyboard over there, which is sometimes handy. And the reason I'm using this is if you're in a case where you need to have two separate connections, one for the lab and one for production, and you don't want to mess with anything, then you have two separate systems. There's no way data can migrate from one to the other. And that's kind of a useful way of doing it. Then the production stuff is over on the production machine and your lab stuff is on your local machine. And you could also use it just for the lulls, for controlling somebody else's keyboard and mouse when they're I think they're going nuts. So I want to just have a side note here about that special address 127.0.0.1 and talk to you about how this actually works. We kind of alluded to it, but I want to go into more a little bit more detail. That address is also referred to as a loopback address or home or local host, and it's usually defined in /etc/hosts. So if you ever saw somebody with a t-shirt at a conference that says there's no place like 127.0.0.1, that's what they actually mean. And the purpose of it is it's used by programs running on a given computer to talk to each other. So you can isolate, say, you can have your own web server running on your local computer, and you can connect via a browser on your local computer to that web server. So if you set up your server only to be listening locally on port 127.0.0.1 on port 80, then you can open up a browser on your computer and type in 127.0.0.1, and by default, the port 80 is added. It'll go to the web server on your local machine. Now, if your friend Bob sitting next to you on the same network tries to go to 127.0.0.1 port 80, it's not going to go to your web server. It's going to try and go to the web server on its machine. That's referred to on localhost, and it's an IP4 network standard, and it reserves the entire block of 127.0.0.0/8, that's more than 16 million addresses for your loopback purposes. So anything beginning with 127 is a local address. So you can have 127.1.5 is also a loopback address. Equally, 127.127.127.127 is also a loopback address. But you want to be a bit careful with that, because your server still needs to be listening to the address that you're going to. It's not a wildcard that any particular address is there. You can have one version of Apache listening on 127.0.0.1 and another one listening on 120.0.0.2, for instance. Now, if you find that a little bit confusing, just think of it like if you were talking to your boss and the boss says, I'm going home now, you should also go home. So, hold on, what does that mean? You're never going to get confused by that, because you know that what they're actually saying is, I'm going to my home now and you should go to your home now. So when you're talking about home, it's context. The one exception to that, of course, is if you're talking to Irish people and they say, are you going home for Christmas? They don't actually mean you're home. They mean, are you going back to Ireland? So there you go. That's just something Irish people have to suffer. And we know about that. So moving on. So what's happening here is that the address 127.0.0.1, when we configure anything on the PC middle, is only available on the PC middle. And equally, when we configure something on the configuration files on the PC on the right, and we talk about 127.0.0.1, we're only talking about the PC on the right. So there's a bit of something missing to connecting the two, and that's because the server is listening on the loopback address on 127.0.0.1 on PC middle, while the client is sending to the loopback address on 127.0.0.1 and 8, which is PC on the right. So the trick is the remote forward configuration line in when we SSH from the PC on the middle to the PC on the right. And that command is remote forward space 127.0.0.1:, and the port number for Synergy, which uses 24800 and 127.0.0.1:24800. So going through that in more detail, that tells the remote, in this case that's PC on the right, to listen on port 24800. So listen on port 24800 on its loopback address, and that's going to be where the client is going to be talking to. Then the SSH connection will forward any packets back to the remote, from the remote to the PC in the middle, and it'll pop those out on port 24800 00 on its loopback address. And that's the address of the server. So the client is sending down to its local address. SSH is taking the packets and moving them over to the other side and popping them out on the local address of the server computer and into the port where it's listening. Very, very cool, actually, when you think about it. So that's all I have to say about that. If you have questions or comments or you feel you can improve this episode, feel free to do so, and also consider recording a show yourself. So that's it. I'll round up by saying tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.